Concrete is Ruth Clelland's second solo exhibition of new and previously unexhibited works currently on at Suma Gallery. Clelland is known for her photorealistic depictions of everyday subjects and scenes, with this exhibition exploring concrete flooring and locations and sites she regularly encounters. This body of work shows a subtle but significant development in Clelland's practice, whereby more emphasis has been placed on the interrelationship between her gridded paintings and photorealistic concrete floor depictions, and how they respond to one another. As in previous works, this exhibition continues Clelland's sustained inquiry into image and grid of subject, time, and value as she traverses the hyperreal and abstract. The works are more than representations of concrete, but a collection representative of equanimity, eliciting a state of quietude within the viewer. I had a kōrero with Ruth about concrete, as well as her practice and process more generally. This exhibition, Concrete, is showing a subtle but significant development in your practice, namely in the increasing clarity with which the grid articulates its relationship to the final drawing in a collection of diptychs. How did this kind of development of your practice come about for you?
Yeah, so the grid has always been present in my work. It sort of underlies all of the photorealist pieces that I make. The grid method is a traditional method of mapping and transferring and enlarging images. It's been used for centuries, and it's the process that I use for all of my photorealist work. And over time, the grid has become more prominent in my practice. I've long had an interest between the relationship of the photorealist and minimalist abstraction genres. Visually, they're really compatible, in my opinion. They both emerged around the same time in the 60s and 70s as a reaction against abstract expressionism. And to me, that sort of preciseness and formality of each of those modes of working works well together. And so I've been playing around with combining them and placing them alongside each other for quite some time. And the grid has become a major component of the abstract work, I guess because it has always been a part of the photorealist work. So in previous work, I've often placed panels alongside each other, the photorealist work with a grid work next to it. The grid works have I've played around with them sort of potentially imitating surfaces or being really like sort of close-up views of something. The idea that they could be abstract or they could be a real depiction of something. And likewise, the photorealist work often plays with becoming quite abstract, that really close-up look of thing, close-up view of something with all the periphery removed. It becomes sort of a flat plane of marks and scuffs, light reflections, that becomes quite abstract. And so there's this shift between the abstract and the photorealist that I've been playing with for a while. And this particular show is kind of, like you said, the grid works have a much closer relationship to the photorealist works. Each photorealist work depicts a concrete surface, as the title of the show suggests, and each photorealist work has an abstract work responding to it. So I've looked at the geometries of the concrete floor, the composition that I've used, and I've broken that down and reinterpreted it as a grid work.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about site with this exhibition. As a viewer, you initially think that this body of work might be site responsive, as the works of polished concrete flooring strongly resemble the floors of Suma's gallery space. One or two of the works are responding to that space, but other works are not depictions of the space, and rather they're consciously site unspecific and locationally unimportant. What interests you about creating a work that is transferable in these different spaces and locationally ambiguous?
Yes, the way that I kind of choose what I'm going to, the sort of spaces that I'm going to work with, they're generally local to me, and I guess that's sort of for a purely practical reason. I don't drive, and I want to be able to take my own photographs and work from those. So they're all local. They're spaces that are for the most part, transitional. They're not spaces that you kind of spend too much time in. You sort of go for a particular purpose and then you leave again. Two of the works in the show are of the gallery floor. They were taken, well, they were captured right at the very beginning as the gallery was being constructed. So it was sort of in a transitional state. The sort of plaster powder smears and spots all over the floor. Two of the works are of a local supermarket floor in the local supermarket that I've actually been using as a subject for almost 10 years now, on and off. So that's a site that I have returned to a number of times. And the other floor that I've concrete surface that I've depicted is a concrete footpath right outside my front porch. So that's very local. And I guess it's just sort of what I've kind of come across over my sort of day to day, what I've sort of found and over time, and what I've found interesting. And as you sort of mentioned, the locations themselves aren't particularly important as far as the viewer is concerned. I don't identify where these spaces are in the works themselves. The spaces are at very close-up views. I've removed all the periphery or any details that might identify where the space is, because it's ultimately about the surface itself and looking at those details, and the location isn't important. And really, because the surfaces are so everyday, like ordinary functional surfaces, they have a familiarity to them. They're so utilitarian that they could be anywhere. So the specific locations are not important with these works.
We were touching on it earlier, but your work has long been noted for its hyperrealism and precision. Do you feel like you're quite mathematical in your process?
Yeah, it is quite mathematical, and in the sense that, as I've said, that I use the grid as part of my process to map out all the detail, and really that is the only way of making sense of it, because there's no real logic to the pattern. It's quite chaotic with these concrete surfaces in particular, and so I do have quite a formal and precise way of working in order to kind of make sense of it. So it is a very methodical way of working and a very time-consuming exercise.
I can imagine.
It's a slow process, slow development over time, where I sort of started off with the suburban scenes, and then it's moved to the shopping malls and the traffic islands and the parking buildings, and then it's kind of ended up with this supermarket space that has been, although it's only two works in this show, that has been a subject that I've returned to time and time again, and it's really kind of focused me in on the floor. It kind of interests me because it is literally sort of looking down and then elevating the subject up onto the wall, which I guess is a way of, it's like elevating something that would normally not be paid attention to. It's also kind of a documentation of, because I've sort of spent so long in this particular location, it's become sort of a documentation of how the space has changed as well. I had a show a few years ago called Terrazzo, and it was the Terrazzo floors in the same space, which have since been removed and replaced with this concrete floor, which features in the show that's currently on. So it's kind of it's kind of almost like an archive of a supermarket floor, which is quite kind of funny. I guess the other thing that I haven't really talked about is the role of the photograph. I mean, I guess it's the whole thing of photorealism, is that the works are not of the surface itself, they're of the photograph of the surface. So it kind of takes on all these characteristics of the photograph that you wouldn't get just by looking at the floor in reality, the way the light hits the lens or the distortions that happen through the different translations of the images into the different formats. I guess ultimately it's about slowing down and spending time looking at the details, and about creating a quiet focus and sustained attention to the little things, to the things that would not normally be considered important.
That was artist Ruth Clellan speaking to me about her show currently on at Suma Gallery Concrete on until the 12th of July.